Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And we welcome you inside the broadcast booth in Arthur Ashe Stadium from the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York City. Mark, your name, Brian Clark. So glad you're with us for the 2016 U.S. Open Tennis Championships. We bring you ball-to-ball, wall-to-wall coverage from the first serve to the last line call of this fabulous fortnight from New York City. And Mr. Clark, welcome back. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful place this has become over the course of the last 50 weeks.
Well, it's great to be back. Mark, it's great to be back next to you, of course, and with everybody listening out there. But that's what you said, what this place has become. It's always been a great place to watch tennis. But when you walk onto the grounds here at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center now, it feels like a different place. We talked about the roof. You just mentioned that it's operational. Hopefully we won't need it today. It'll be sunny skies. That's the forecast. A brand new grandstand court. We'll have the first ball there. It'll be Caroline Wozniacki against the American Taylor Townsend. Brand new grandstand court. That's certainly the highlight, along with the roof of this year's Open. We've got much wider concourses to make the fan experience a little bit better. But everything going on right now on these grounds sets up what should be an incredible week, 2 weeks of tennis.
It's going to be a phenomenal tournament. We are missing Roger Federer, among others. But the excitement has been building all summer, really, with the Olympics and, you know, the way things went at the three other majors. I think that even though Roger is not with us here this year, we really won't be lacking for anything.
And this U.S. Open presents more storylines, I think, than any we've seen in a while. Because last year, okay, we had Serena Williams coming into this tournament going for the Grand Slam. She ultimately fell short. Novak Djokovic in the midst of one of the best seasons of all time. Those two are still number ones in the world for the men and women respectively, but they're not the Djokovic and Serena of a year ago. They've looked more vulnerable throughout this summer. You've got a red-hot Andy Murray. Anjali Kerber just had a chance to win or to take over the world number one ranking, but she lost that Cincinnati final. And that's just the top. You look through these draws, the young American men coming up. What can they do? Can they go on runs? So many interesting questions here. We've got Juan Martín Del Potro back, Marin Cilic. Those two are both former champions. They're in great form. So many possibilities that we have so much to talk about.
Let's talk about how things might end day 14, really day 13 with the women's final on Saturday.
Day 13, women's final. As we mentioned a little while ago, Anjali Kerber, this has been her year, but the big question now, okay, she had her chance to take over the world number one, loses the Cincinnati final. Did the pressure get to her? We'll have to see. Can she get to the final? That's going to be an interesting question. A lot of people think this is the year for Madison Keys. This is Madison Keys' time. She'll play tonight under the bright lights of Arthur Ashe Stadium, and that could provide some clues as to how she can handle that pressure of being, you could probably say, the second favored American woman behind Serena Williams. You probably shade Keys ahead of Venus a bit. Could have a Venus and Serena semifinal. They played in the quarters here a year ago. So those are certainly the three that I think we have to look out for. But don't forget, okay, Monica Puig just won a gold medal in Rio. She's very capable. She's in action today. She plays on one of the outer courts, so we'll be following her match,
she'll
of course.
She'll be on the old grandstand.
The old grandstand.
Jung Say Say.
Yeah, it's the third match of the day. She just got into the seeds, too. She was going to be a very dangerous floater, but once Sloane Stephens had to withdraw,
right,
Puig becomes the 32nd seed. That's like, speaking of dangerous floaters, as we talk about people who could be the last man standing, this man's one of the tallest on tour, Juan Martín Del Potro. He got a wild card, won this tournament in 2009. He's been so capable, but so injured. That's been the great disappointment with Del Potro's career. But when he's on, as he was at the Olympics, he is one of the most fun players to watch.
And injuries could well be the story of this tournament. Novak Djokovic comes in with a bit of a wrist issue. Serena Williams with a barking shoulder. Both of them have been trying to get into top form as we enter this last major of the year. And, of course, Serena chasing that magic number 23. A little bit different than a year ago when she was going for the calendar slam, but now she's looking at history of a different sort.
Exactly, and that's what we were talking about earlier, how the pressure's a little bit different this year, but there's still pressure. There's pressure anytime you're Serena Williams playing anywhere in the world, let alone at the U.S. Open. But now coming in, having just matched Steffi Graf at Wimbledon, but like you just mentioned, disappointing Olympics, the shoulder injury a question. She entered Cincinnati at the last minute, maybe just to get some more matches in after her early exit in Rio, and then she had to pull out because of that shoulder. So that's going to be the question. We'll get some answers. Not till tomorrow night, though. Bit of a late start this year for Serena, the Tuesday night to play her first round match.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.